take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
We are back with Miranda Lambert at Fort Wayne's K105. She'll be here March 24th in a K105 show at the Coliseum. And Miranda, your last two albums have been very successful, and I'm guessing that maybe putting some stuff together for a new one on the horizon?
Hopefully sooner than later. You know, I'm kind of sad because I have to let Revolution live its life and then be done and get a new record because I love Revolution so much. I'm, you know, was hesitant to start writing for a new record, but now I'm getting excited. You know, I've got a lot of new material that I've been kind of compiling over time. So yeah, I'm ready to go in and make a new one.
Talking about the kind of person that you are, you know, especially at the CMAs, we saw you do a song from the Revolution album, That's the Way That the World Goes Around, a John Prine cover, which I absolutely loved, thought the performance rocked, but I'm going to throw my buddy Dude Walker here under the bus because he said, what is all this noise she's making? But it was very respectful to what your show is. It's exciting, it's up-tempo, and dude, would you say it's too loud for you, you old man?
I guess I'm old. I thought it was screaming, but afterwards I saw it the second time and the performance, I liked it. Yes.
Get it, Miranda, get it.
Well, you know what? We love to be high energy, and what I'm hired to do and paid to do and what I do for a living is entertain. So, you know, you can't stand up there and sing ballads every time. You've got to entertain the people. That's what they came for.
Miranda Lambert is our special guest here this morning on the Dan Dude and Lori May Show. Now, let's talk about Grammys this weekend. You know, you used to being in the the country music audience. Now, who are you looking forward to, you know, maybe rubbing elbows with at Grammys this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it's crazy at the Grammys because it's all genres and it's all kinds of music. And, you never know what to expect. So, I don't know. I'm just glad to be there. Blake's going to be there with me and my whole band, and so I'm sure we'll have a blast.
Well, I know one thing. I don't think Miranda Lambert will let Kanye West grab any microphone from her. That's for sure.
No, I actually hope he does.
And what would one Miranda Lambert do if he did?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be good.
All right, we're going to have to make a few calls to make sure that happens.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, now Kanye West is in the studio. Come on in, Kanye.
Yeah, we're not giving
it. Not gonna happen.
Well, the 2011, like we said, looks like it's shaping up to be really good for you so far. And you know, the Grammys are this weekend, and right after the Grammys, you got Valentine's Day. Now, is that one of those holidays that you and Blake are going to celebrate? Are you going to blow off? Is this important to you or what, Miranda?
Well, hopefully we'll be carrying an armload of Grammys home, so that'd be a pretty good Valentine's Day gift.
So if you win a Grammy, so you're saying Blake wouldn't have to buy anything for Valentine's Day then?
No, he still has to buy me something.
Yeah, what does Blake Shelton buy Miranda Lambert for Valentine's Day, if he would be listening by chance?
I don't know, probably chocolate, which is always good. Hey, they're telling me I only have time for one more question. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm getting a wrap-up sign.
Is that Kanye West trying to take your microphone away?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go then, and we look forward to seeing you here in March, and look forward to the Grammys this weekend, and good luck with everything. You're doing very well, Miranda.
All right, thank you so much. See you later.
Take care.
Bye.